Hello and welcome to another episode of the Meet Me in Sacred Space podcast. I am your host, Lori A. Andrus. This podcast is a place for you to press pause on the busyness of your day-to-day life. It is a place to discover your voice of inner wisdom, reconnect with your authentic self, and to become the courageous creator of your adventurous, vibrant, and spirit-filled life. In each episode, we will get raw and real exploring what it means to live a soul-led life. We'll talk about sacred practices, spending time in nature, ceremony, ritual, and in-the-now crystal wisdom. Along the way, you will discover practical ways to bring the sacred into your everyday life. Grab a cup of tea, light a candle, get cozy, and let's dive in. All right, hello and welcome back, sacred friends. I am Lori Andrus, and welcome to this episode of the Meet Me in Sacred Space podcast. And today I have a special guest, a dear friend and colleague who I think is just amazing, Toni Bergens. And she is joining me today, and we're going to kind of do a bit of conversation and sort of flip the tables and talk about the deck and the creative process and the journey. And the journey, Toni Bergens has created a program that many of you have probably heard me talk about over the years called Journey Dance. This is how we met. She is Journey Dance, and I'm Journey Jewels.
What?
And we had a really fun meet many years ago. So we're going to just dive in, kind of take a trip down memory lane and do some fun chit chat. So I'm going to hand this over to Toni. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining me today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited because I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy for your evolution as I've watched you and gotten to know you. I feel like I met you at such a key time in your life. You were like so into the jewelry. And when you said, you're not going to believe some, but my brand is Journey Jewels. And I was like, oh my God, I want some. And you were like, really? I was like, yes. So I remember you brought like, I remember at the first one of the teacher trainings you came to, you brought your thing. And when you set it up, it was like, literally moving into a sacred space. It was going into a magic zone. Mm-hmm. And you had like the tree branches and all the way all the jewelry laid. And oh my God. And I got totally obsessed with my favorite piece, which I'm going to put on right now. This was my absolute favorite piece. So you can't see it. There we go. Those of you who are watching. I'm obsessed with all things water and shells. I collect shells. I believe that one of my medicines is water medicine. Because I'm a dancer and fire medicine is my other thing, but I just look at it. See, it still does.
Oh,
its
yeah.
Thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to lower this one that I just got from Mexico, my Labradorite, but yeah, move this down. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll ask you later what Labradorite means. But The shell is surrounded by turquoise and, you know, right near my throat and my voice. And I just, I've always loved this piece so much. And I remember when we put your stuff up, everybody, like the whole room got electrified and was running over like, oh my God, when are we getting it? Because then you unveiled it, you know, it was such a, it was very majestic. And at that point, you know, you were studying Journey Dance, but I also knew that like your path was going someplace else. Like, I love that you came to Journey Dance and you did Journey Dance and you got into your body and did all the things. It's like, but I noticed, like I said, this woman is going into another, she's going into another realm. And then you were my shamanic healer for a short time. We had a bunch of sessions. So I just want to honor that and how amazing that was for me and how you turned me on to something that now I've gone down a whole, you know, rabbit hole myself. So will you talk to us just a little bit about how the jewelry, now I'm taking over the podcast. How did you start making the jewelry? What was the impetus for Journey Jewels, which I'm now wearing one of, and I'm going to show you my other favorites.
I love it.
I'm going to get dressed up as we go.
You know, the journey, like jewelry was always a thing for me ever since I was a little girl. I learned how to macrame when I was very young. My mom took me to a class and I learned how to macrame.
This is my macrame thing.
That's
this
gorgeous.
One of those crazy. This is from Mexico. They're very big on the macrame. Yes.
Yes. And very well done too. Stunning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was where I really started. And then all through my childhood, high school, college, I created jewelry, but it wasn't until I started kind of a spiritual path that jewelry came back in a way where it became part of the transformational process. It became part of the healing path. And at that time, I began incorporating crystals and stones. Yeah. And as I was incorporating crystals and stones, I began relating other aspects of my childhood and different experiences that I had along the way, where I felt like I could really connect with the stones. Like I understood them in some way that I didn't really have words or language for, and then entered the shamanic path. And the shamanic path opened up the art of journeying and really how to connect with the spiritual realms in that manner, and how to connect with the crystals and stones through those processes. And when that opened in my world,
These are my citrine goddess earrings that she made me.
Citrine, and I believe the little one's moachite.
It is.
It looks so beautiful on you.
Thank you. I have so many pairs. I got whatever I could find out of my jewelry container. But anyway, you were saying that you opened up the shamanic path, and then each piece became part of a healing with the person that was buying it, as well as you making it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it really, you know, it was like one of these things where it was real tender for me at first, like it was part of my journey. And then people began asking for pieces, and it just kind of became this thing that just became natural to share. And exactly as you said, you know, people started relating to the pieces and having healing through their own journey. And that piece of like just feeling the vibration and the magic and the pulse of the creations, that they just come to life when they're created in a way that is relatable. Like the crystals and stones are honored in the process. So,
Yeah. And so, you know, I remember we were, I think we went to like, I did the Chicago Yoga Conference, and you came to the Chicago Yoga Conference, and we did a whole thing, and we had all the jewelry, and I was helping you at your booth. I mean, I had so much fun just watching you magically set it up in this artful way that you are. And then it just became natural that I was going down the shamanic path in my own way, which is through the movement and the dance and the altered state creation through the, you know, the medicine of music and shaking and shapes and telling your story and being in this body, and then sort of allowing the body to take me and those who dance with me to the altered state. We just had a nice overlay, you know, of the journey. And then I got this next piece, which was like a much bigger piece for me. You started doing malas, which were just these amazing. I mean, I'm just going to show you guys. This is my mala. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, that's mine. I was like, I don't care how much that one is. Uh-oh. And of course, and wait, it's getting better as we go. And then it goes to this incredible, amazing piece. And it has these, and it's just, so when I put this on, I was like, okay, this is my mala. And, you know, I don't really wear malas. It's not my thing. But then I twisted it around and made it into this like, you know, crazy choker thing, which is my thing. Yeah. And I just love it so much. And it has, what are these stones?
Those are kunzite, and then pearls, kunzite and pearls. And then the wood is sandalwood.
Tell me about
that one. Is like a freshwater pearl. Yeah.
What's the kunzite?
Kunzite is celebrating life. It's a heart opening.
Mm-hmm. It was so perfect when I bought it.
Yeah, it was. And you know, Tony, I think so much of your work is like such a deep heart opening process. Like so much of what you do in the dance process, it's very shamanic. You take people on a deep journey, and that piece of opening the heart, I mean, it's just like such a natural aspect of your being in the world. So,
and we need that so much right now more than ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are in a crisis of, I don't know, I'll say the word greed, I guess. I mean, I can't think of any other word that where our hearts are not open as a collective where they need to be. And we all need a big shift. So we're doing that as much as we can every day on the dance floor. And you're doing it now with your new deck, offering people wisdom through the deck. So I just want to share with you, I am a deckaholic. Okay. So I'm a deckaholic. I come out as a deckaholic. I have right here, I have Rumi, I have Sacred Rebels, I've got Earth Magic, I've got Goddess Oracles over here in my boxes over there. I've got, you know, African Goddesses, Kali. I've got like every deck you could imagine. I'm obsessed with decks. I have like light language decks, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like so excited for this deck because I have a thing about stones. Like I was showing you, I got this Labradorite, you know, a couple of years ago, and I love it. And, you know, right here in front of me at my little, you know, I can show you, I have like all my little, you know, my love quartz, and I've got I've been recently buying, you know, whenever I see something really spectacular, like I just got this. This is my biggest thing I've ever gotten. And this is my Labradorite
Oh,
giant. I know.
gorgeous. Yes.
What
Oh
is
my
it? What is it
gosh.
saying? What is it saying?
So beautiful. Oh my gosh. I like how you just turned it and I can see the flash just perfectly. Oh,
I
wow.
know.
Yeah, it's very happy.
Oh, I know. I love it. It's right on my desk where I just wrote my books. So it's very charged. So that's one
Yeah.
thing that I'm obsessed with. And then my other one I got is this one that I was like, oh my God. I just get sort of, I don't buy crystals that are big. And this year I was like, okay, this is my year to buy a little bit bigger. I'm going to go a little bigger as long as they're, you know, ethically, you know,
Yeah.
sourced. So this is a carnelian that I just got.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
I just thought it was, ooh, oh, there go, oh, that was funny. I got so excited that my computer
Just
flipped
popped the
over.
camera.
Yeah, it's too hot. It's too
Oh
hot.
my gosh.
The carnelian, right?
It
It's
is. It's
carnelian.
just on fire. Yes, carnelian.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and I had to have my
Yeah. Oh my
fire, you know. I
gosh.
got my
Woo.
water and my fire by my side. So, talk to me about how the stones speak to you. You know, like I just walked around, you know, a crystal shop, and I think I was in Sedona. That's what happened. I was in Sedona, and I didn't
Oh,
buy any
that's a
crystals in
dangerous
Sedona.
place for stones.
I know, but I was in Sedona looking at stones. I
Yeah.
just did a I did a plant ceremony. I hiked the Grand Canyon. I did a bunch of stuff. And then I was in Sedona for the last few days of the trip, and I was like, oh my God, these crystals. And I just was in the store. I just stand there kind of perplexed. I didn't even know what to do. There's too many stones. I wouldn't know who's talking to me. So I slowly over the next year, like just would go to like different places and say, who is coming home with me? Like who wants to be with me? You know, and I don't know what their messages are. So I'm excited to read the book. Will you talk about how the stones speak to you and what that means? I would love to hear.
You know, I love how you just said, you know, you ask them essentially to speak to you and let you know who wants to come home with you. And that's, I think that's such a just, you know, from breaking that, opening up the space for talking with the stones, that's a great place to start. Like, who wants to come home with me? They talk to us in different ways. And so whether it's like you just have the ping of knowing, or your body gets chills when you walk by it, or you have, you know, your eyes can't move from a particular stone, those are all ways that the stones talk to us. They let us get, they get our attention, and they get our attention through all of our senses. Now, I'm sure you remember this, Tony, but way back, kind of my previous life before working with stones, before doing shamanic work, was as an occupational therapist. And a lot of the work I did in my in that field was around all of our different senses and, you know, how we process things in sensory systems. And a lot of that has really integrated into how do I speak with the stones, and how do I teach people to speak with the stones, opening up the space to connect with all senses and to challenge ourselves beyond what we think our primary senses are, and get to know how that wants to unfold in different ways. So,
Wow, this is really powerful. It's making me think of something. Like, let's say, you know, I'm in ceremony or I'm out in the woods or whatever. I have a particular, I guess what you'd call it, a proclivity toward rocks. You know, not everyone, like, some people love rocks. Some people don't even notice rocks. They're like, rocks, whatever. Okay. But like, some people love fine feathers, you know, some people fine, but I am a rock person. And like, I remember being in ceremony most recently, and these two rocks were like, hold us. And I was like, what? You know, and they literally spoke to me. So I picked them up. And I held one in each hand, and they were my grounding because I was like really having an experience. And then I gave them back at the end of the ceremony to the location where I found them. But it was a really powerful thing to actually know that, you know, in the shamanic tradition, everything is speaking, right? Everything is speaking. The wind is speaking, the water is speaking, the ground is speaking, the trees are speaking, and we're not listening unless we tune ourselves to those vibrations. And that's what journeying does, right? Journeying medicine, journeying without medicine, journeying with music, it tunes us different vibrations. So I'm sort of getting where you're going with this. It's like you have to get into a vibrational state to talk to the stone, to be with the stone. Like I'm looking at this right now. I have this one I got as well in the last couple of years, this amethyst, nice
Oh my
slice. You know, I
gosh.
don't have one of the huge ones. I was like, I'm not going to spend like that $10,000. But you know, I got this piece, and it really, I feel protected by it for some reason. It's like a special slice of amethyst, you know, and it's so unbelievable that a stone like that could form in this earth that we don't even look at the earth that way. We only see where can we build on it. You know what I mean? Like, It's like, what about what's in it? Hello, everybody.
And there is so much within it that we don't even know, which is really
exactly.
amazing and exciting. Like, it gets me really fired up, like,
yeah,
in good ways. So, you know, the journeying process you mentioned before, that really is for me the next step. It's like this opening up with all of the senses, like letting ourselves tune in, but then sinking into the journeying process takes that to yet another level. And, you know, as we get familiar with our senses, it's a powerful way to navigate the art of journeying and to navigate the journeying process and connect in that manner. But for me, one of the first times I realized that the stones were like stone people. Like, somebody had done a journey for me. And when the person came back from the journey, Toby Christensen. I'm not sure if you're familiar with who he is, the healing drummer. He came
don't
back
know
and
him.
He,
I'll have to look him up.
You need to look him up. You
okay,
would love
I will.
His work. Yeah. So he comes back from the journey and he looked at me and he said, the stone people got up and were dancing.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
I love it.
Yeah. And he's like, does that mean anything to you? And I'm like, He had no idea what I do or that I, you know, do jewelry and work
oh
with the
my
stones.
God.
But for me, it was like, wow, you know, here they are like literally making themselves revealed in
that
this
recent?
process. No, it was many, many years ago. And when it happened, I was so blown away. It was like one of those pieces, you know, the journey is following the breadcrumbs and letting it lead you forward.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it takes us to the right people, to the right places, to the right times, you know, and that to me was a really significant breadcrumb. It opened up the idea that I could actually talk to the stones and that we could really have conversations. And I started, you know, I've had always carried them with me, but it started to become I was more present with it. I was more mindful about it and more curious. And you mentioned the piece about picking up rocks and letting yourself just hold them in your hands that during your plant medicine ceremony. And, you know, they're so stones and rocks and crystals and, you know, the whole group, you know, we can call them all things and yet they're all that same energy. They have a lot to share and, beautiful ways to support us in our healing process. And sometimes it shows up as a vibrational thing. Other times it shows up as messages and insights. And other times it's just simply letting us be present in the moment and sink into the experience even more deeply. So,
yeah, I feel like the stones support, like my crystals that I have here in my office space, they're all there to support me in like when I need support. That's kind of how I see them. So when you decided to do the deck, like what came forth? Because I mean, I know you've been making jewelry for years and you've been doing sacred work with people. I mean, I remember one of our sessions. Wow, I felt like, and this is a long distance session, and I literally felt like you were in the room with me, like totally in the room with me, walking around my body. It was absolutely bizarre. So you have a definite gift in the journey. So when you noticed, like, what was the impetus? What came forth when you were like, I'm going to make this deck. I'm going to do an oracle deck. Cause I'm like so excited for this thing. I cannot wait. I can see the poster behind you and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my
there we
God.
Go.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's going to be epic.
You know, Tony, I've always wanted to do an oracle deck, and it's one of those things where I've had so many starts on it, you know, like these false starts, so to speak. Like I've tried ones with photography, like photographed crystals. I've tried many like that. And then finally in 2020, when, you know, kind of the new year hit, I just was called to paint and create. I created 45 paintings. 45
Wow, are
crystal
those paintings?
paintings.
Each
Yeah,
one of those?
everyone
Wait,
is a
you
painting.
have to let me see that. I'm
Okay,
sorry, but you have
so
to show me.
Here's like one of the cards.
Wait, you paint? So I, when I saw the images, I thought they were photographs.
Nope, they're paintings. So,
oh my God.
Here we go. Blue, they
oh
speak
my
it. I'm like,
God.
Who's
I mean, you
pulling up
painted
here?
The crystals. This is like
I painted the
extremely.
crystals. Yeah. Yeah.
You've
Yeah.
known you've known them that well for that long, because those look like photographs to me. I'm just like flipping out. Look at the light of that. How is the light coming through that? I'm sorry, but I'm amazed. I thought those
That's
were
awesome.
photographs of little pieces of each thing.
I
Oh
love
my
this.
God,
Oh
I
my
can't
gosh.
believe it. this is a
love
heart project. This is a full body, like birthing.
Yes,
45 paintings. I
it
just wrote a book. I know what it's like to write a book, to do 45 paintings of the crystals and then all their associated messages. Oh my God, it's like having a baby.
You know, it honestly, Tony, it really was like that. And it's funny because at some point, my sister reached out to me and she had this interesting dream. And she's like, Lori, I had this dream about you and you were pregnant and you had a baby, but you weren't showing it to anyone. She's like, what are you doing with your deck? Are you going to get it out in the world?
I
And
love
it was
her.
so cute. I know, she's adorable. And it was so
Great.
true. It was like the thing that I had created, but it was like so tender and, you know, tucked away and kind of like, when am I going to do this? But
Wow.
in its own timing. But yeah, so 45 paintings is where it started. Yeah. And then from there, I little by little, like, I think technology also needed to match, or I needed to learn the way technology was, you know, to work with it in the right way to make the cards how I was envisioning them. And
Right.
then the writing piece was a challenge for me. You just wrote a book. You know, for me, writing is not a free flow, natural, easy thing. It is bumpy. And I'm much more fluid now than I was 4 years ago. But finally, and you know, actually, here's a stone story, like a real stone story. So finally, in this fall or last fall, 2023, it was just like, or maybe it was early September. I was like, I just have to get this done. I cannot put this off any longer. And I think it was about the time of my sister's dream. And I booked a trip to Petoskey, Michigan. And I was like, I am going to finish this manuscript in Petoskey. Like, it's going to be done. And Petoskey is, it has this really interesting stone called Petoskey Stone.
I
And
have
I'm
to
going to
look
stop.
because I just went to, oh my God, yes, that is so
Yeah, and it's like
cool.
a little coral, and you know, kind of remnants of when Lake Michigan was, and this whole region was tropical, a tropical region. And Petoskey Stone, we sat down and spent a lot of time there, and that the vibration there is just amazing. I was able to pour everything out. Well, as I was walking the beach, I found a stone that reminded me of one that I had found as a child. When I was a child, I found a stone that I called Turtle Stone. Turtle Stone was so special to me. I would take it to, like, you know, different people, and I'd have them look at it, and I'd be like, "What kind of stone do you think this is?" And they'd look at it with their real scientific eye, and they'd say, "It looks like a really nice sedimentary rock." And I'd go like, "Oh," because I'd be like, "Shoot, you know, I feel like this stone can talk." Like, cool. And I carried that stone with me throughout my childhood, through high school, through college. Like, it came to my dorm room. It
You
came
still
to,
have it?
well, I did. It was my very first stone when I started studying shamanism. And yeah, and it was the first stone to enter my medicine bundle. And on my first trip to Peru, it fell out of my medicine bundle and just disappeared, Tony. Like, it just
Oh, well, it was meant to
like
be, obviously. That's just
vanished.
way too crazy.
Yeah, like it just
It
vanished.
needed to
And
return to Peru
yeah,
for
for some
whatever reason.
reason.
Some portal opened and it was like, I'm coming back.
Yeah,
Oh
like
my
whoop,
God,
right
that is
into the earth.
unreal.
Yeah. But while I was in Petoskey, it was like, I feel like the stone that it turtle stone, the mystery stone, was actually Petoskey stone that landed on this side of Lake Michigan. And I found as a little girl, which is very possible. We're just across the lake from each other. And I really think that's what I had found at my mystery stone, my turtle stone, was a Petoskey stone. And when I was in Petoskey in September, I felt like it was this like recall of so many parts of self, like just returning and really being able to come together in a complete way to complete the project.
Wow, that's beautiful. I'm amazed. And that stone, you know, it's so funny. I remember when I was little, I used to like collect all these stones and go to the ocean. I'm from the Atlantic coast, so I'd collect all the stones. They're crazy colors, every color I'd have represented, and then they'd all dry out and they'd be like, meh. And then I'd be like, I'm putting them in water. And then my mother would be like, Tony, what is that you have there? That giant thing is turning into a funky, disgusting mess. And I'd be like, no, that's my stones. So then I would like take them out and wash them off and start again and try to like, then I'd cover them with nail polish. I did everything I could to keep the stones. I didn't know yet that out. That was not cool. So I didn't do that anymore. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it was like the wet, like, so I'm the water and the stone together is such a thing. So can you, will you share a little bit? Like, will you pick a stone? Like, could we do something fun? Like, could you do like labradorite or something? Or tell, or like, I mean, could you tell me something about like, why am I so attracted to this? And why am I wearing this? And why do I have this big chunk of it in my hands? Why do I love it so much? Oh, wait, this side.
Yeah. You know, I
just
think,
love it.
It is. It's so magical. I feel curiosity about the timing of when that one arrived and when your carnelian arrived. When did both of those arrive in like the process of your book writing?
Oh, right in the middle. Right in the middle.
Okay.
Midway through. Like, I got the book kind of contract, you know, with the publisher thing in March. And then I had a very, to be honest with you, I'm not going to be totally revealing right now, very awful, really intense, very sad breakup that I had been healing. This is the crazy part. And I was doing so well with the healing. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I guess it's coming forward because the stones are here and the carnelian as well. So I ended up going to do this, to do an event what's the place called, Scottsdale. And it was this amazing event and I was teaching dance, tons of people, great time. But the ex person who I just had this awful breakup with showed up and gave me this piece of information that just sent me totally back in time, like as if I was a wounded child and I started all over again with my healing process. So when I got these stones, I was actually at this beautiful crystal shop when I was teaching another program the week after having literally, I got so, this is going to be, this is crazy because this is really, this might be really important to the story. I got so sick after what happened between me and the ex-partner that I got COVID, which I hadn't gotten COVID since 2020, you know, it was this August. So I got COVID and I was supposed to teach at Omega Institute and I'm like going to be late for my own program. Luckily, I have an amazing team that went and supported me and opened the program and did the first 2 days and I got myself there. But it was after that program where a lot of stuff came up and a lot of pain. And we did a ceremony the last day with rocks, like stones, not with these crystals, but where I'll share it with you and then I'll tell you where I bought when I got the stones. So I'm getting there. It's right there. So we did this ceremony where we walked in these circles and I created this dance little process where we did an ancestral healing piece, a piece of our ancestry that needs to be healed. And we put it into the stone and then we did a transformational dance process. And then we ended up leaving the stones overnight outside by this grandmother tree. Then we got them the next day and we painted them with like these beautiful paint pens, like we painted them with a gift that we brought from our ancestry so that we could alchemize the pain of our ancestry into the, and leave with the gift of our ancestry. Cause I don't believe any ancestry is completely negative and dark. I think that every ancestry has both its shadow side and its complete light side. And that's, you know, trying to find that balance of integration. How do I move forward, integrate a place? So then after all of that, as I was leaving, I went to the crystal shop and I just was like, I'm getting myself a whole bunch of enormous crystals, the biggest ones I've ever bought. These are big for me. Some people have huge crystals that are, you know, this big. But I was like, I'm doing it. And I went in and I just, whatever spoke to me, I just picked up. So it was those two were the big screamers.
Beautiful.
All right. Beautiful. So what would we do if we were doing a reading?
You know, so the first thing that jumps out is when you were telling the story, and this hadn't been there, and like, this is how I, the first thing that jumped out was that labradorite can be highly protective. So when you're in a place of having been, been really,
my sweetie,
in that vulnerable space of healing, this is a great ally to have around because it helps to reflect.
That makes
back,
so much sense.
Yeah. The bright colors. And it has this also, like it has the ability to reflect back to you, the bright colors of who you are, your own brilliance, your own magnificence, but it also has the ability to reflect back in a way what's not.
Oh, that's so interesting that's the first one that I picked out. I was like, I have to have this biggest piece I can possibly find. And I've never ever bought a labradorite except like on a necklace before, you know, so this is really powerful. That means so much to me that it's protection and reflection. Wow. Yeah. That so makes so much sense. What was going on at that time. Yeah.
And then the other one, carnelian. Carnelian, I call the compass of creation, and it invites us back into our creative center, like our own inner compass of what we're here to create, how, why, and like helping us to really channel our energy back in. And look at those lines. Oh my gosh.
I know
it's
such a beautiful one. I know. I don't want to drop it. I get excited whenever I hold the carnelian. Look what happened. My phone flipped over before, like, and now I almost dropped it. It's very powerful.
It's all sacral energy too. You know, that, like, whether it's sexual energy, creative energy. Yeah. It's like all fired up. Yeah. It's your inner fire. You know, the cool thing, like, carnelian is a fire energy. Labradorite is kind of storm energy. So the storms of transformation, and then really helping to let things land. Sometimes it's kind of got a lightning like energy, you know, like let's move things, clear it through and land. Okay. It's very helpful in grounding afterwards as well. Like just feeling back in yourself. And, you know, I feel like I'd be curious if after that experience and after gathering the stones, when you returned home from Omega, if your ability to like go into your creative project was like opened up for you, if that you felt a renewed sense of, you know, energy towards the process, because those two.
I definitely did. Yeah, I definitely did. And I did have, like, similar to you, you were saying, like, there was a time, like, I definitely struggled during a certain section of trying to, because when you try to put, like, you're putting stone messages into words, right? I'm putting dance processes onto paper. I mean, this is just, you know, I can talk till the cows come home, and I can express and tell people things and write songs, and things just flow out of me, and poetry, but writing like a didactic book about process work was very challenging. But I really hit my stride, like, in January. I think things really picked up, and January, February, March, I was just cranking out like beautiful chapters, much, much better than earlier. So now I'm like editing and been doing the final tweaks on the previous material, but really, really, like, got into my zone, you know. So I'm so excited for you with this process and how you're going to bring it forward. So did you write a message for every stone? Did you sit with each stone and and journey with each stone? And then I have to put my glasses on to see.
Yeah.
I think they're already on my head.
And they all, you know, have little, you know, the message. And
Great.
Yeah. So the book is about 150 pages long, and, you know,
yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
But beautiful,
fun to
fun
do.
And enjoyable. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Really fun. And, you know, one of the things that was a fun piece of this process is my husband edited with me. So I wrote everything and then kind of ran it through, you know, basic edits. And then he stepped in and we did a final edit together. And it was the first time we sat side by side and did line by line the entire something entirely. And it was fun to do. It was a very creative, like, it was intimate and, like, just beautiful to sink into that space together.
Because those messages from cards, like messages when you pick an oracle card, is very different from writing didactically. It's like writing to someone directly. You want to pierce their mental barrier and get directly into their intuition, right? You don't want to speak to the mind, right? Even though, of course, the mind is going to be processing it, you want to speak to the spirit, to the soul, and it's a totally different kind of writing. So I'm sure it's very deep, and it was very penetrating, and I can't wait to read it. So when does it come out? When do we get to have a deck?
We're on Kickstarter right now. So Kickstarter campaign's rolling. We have about a week left. It closes on April 9th. And then it'll go from there. It's like a 2-week process for funds to be transferred and stuff like that from Kickstarter. And then it goes to print. And then it goes to print. And then it'll take about 4 weeks for the print process and then ready to be shipped. So
tell me about the Kickstarter. What are you just gonna be honest, like, what are you trying to make? Like, how much is it gonna cost to do the printing that you want to do?
So the print run will cost $5,000 or $5,500, is our first goal.
And that's
so
how many
hit
decks?
The first goal.
Great.
250. Yeah. So we hit
all
the
right.
First,
250
first
decks already made and sold, right? Because if you donate, you get a deck. Is that correct?
Yes.
At a certain level. So, okay.
Yep. So it's like you make a
Great.
pledge, and the Kickstarter is so interesting. This is like
I
my
love
first time doing
Kickstarter.
it. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
really fun. And it's been like, oh, I've had a lot of people go, I've never done Kickstarter before, like asking questions. So if you're one of those people, or like people listening, if that's you, don't be shy about it. It's okay. It's all good. But Kickstarter is really fun. It's like you make a pledge, and then you get a gift, so to speak, or a bonus, or they call it a pledge bonus sort of thing. And so it's set up for the deck, and I have some jewelry in there. I have a coloring book.
Awesome.
Coloring
Do
book
you have
is really
sessions
fun.
with you?
I do have, just at the end, I have one big session. I do have readings though in there as well, which is really fun.
Okay. I was going to say, because if you had a shamanic healing session on that list, even if it was the top dollar, I would recommend that everybody get one because she's amazing at journeying with people as well. I don't know. You might want to throw it in there as your final
It
bonus
is
as you're
actually
closing
in
up.
there as the very
Okay,
final,
good.
and it is the top dollar one. It
Okay,
is. It's
top
there.
dollar, get the session, everybody.
It
You can get the deck,
is.
but if you get the session, then the deck will even mean more to you. Like, I'm serious. When you get the session with someone, when you meet someone on a soul level, and then you get the deck that they created, whoa, that's a whole nother level. So I highly recommend that. And I don't know how much it is, but I'm going to go on the Kickstarter and check it out right after this.
It's delicious. It's a really cool combination of like a personalized piece of jewelry, a session, ceremony
Oh,
piece.
awesome.
There's a whole like it's a whole really
Oh,
fun
awesome.
package. So
Oh my
yeah.
God.
So that is available. Yes.
I love
And
it.
then the cards are just really, I think they're just so
Oh, wait,
fun.
wait.
So
Gotta
like
put my
super
glasses on
bright
for this.
and like
Oh my, I cannot believe that you painted. Oh, there's your stone. That's the one.
there's my little stone, my Petoskey stone.
Oh
Turtle
my
stone.
God, your turtle stone.
It's turtle
That's
stone,
amazing.
and
I've
it's
been to
card
Michigan. I
number
did
one.
collect stones when I was there. I cannot tell a
Did
lie.
you?
Oh yeah, I was
You can't. You
driving by
can't
this
resist.
beach. Oh my God, I was on the Upper Peninsula. Okay,
You
drive
were.
just
Yes.
yeah,
Yes.
I'm
Go
sure I
ahead.
reached out to you at that point. I was up there and I drove by this beach and I just was like, what was that? And I like swerved off the side of the road because I'd never seen any rocks like this ever in my life. And I thought, okay, it's a lake. If I take a few rocks, it won't be a big deal. But I also always talk to the land. I say, can I take the rocks? I give some hair. Like I've learned a lot about offering from my shamanic teacher and, decide like, is it okay to take rocks from this place? And oh my God, I got the most beautiful red and purple and blue. Like they just make this incredible. I don't understand this whole like land. And then I went to the painted rock, boat
Pictured
ride
rocks,
and saw pictured rocks, did that. That was a different location, but that was more touristy. But this was just a beach with nobody on it, miles of just these rocks.
just the
And I was
red
just like
rocks.
completely, and the sound that it made, oh my God. I mean, the sound of the
When
water
the
hitting the
water
rocks.
comes in,
Yeah, it was just, I was
they talk.
obsessed. Exactly.
Okay,
I
so
couldn't leave the spot.
that beach, was it the one you had to go down big staircase to get to?
Yes.
Yeah. That is
Eagle
my that
something,
is
we were near, like, oh, so we were in the same place. Oh my God.
yeah.
Yeah,
So my
I was
husband
just
and I
there.
have land up north in that area, and we spend the entire
Oh my
summer up in
God.
that area, and then
Oh.
that is our beach that we go to. Like if we just need a beach day, we go to that beach.
Oh
Like
my God. Oh my God. And my
I love
son
that you were
is
there.
in Chicago. Yeah, my son's in Chicago. So we took a trip up to the Upper Peninsula after, after I dropped him off at college because I was so sad about, like, I mean, I have another guy who's home with me, but my oldest son, when I dropped him off, I was definitely needing to go away and be in nature and just like let go because, I'm such a mom that I was like hard for me to let go. And it was hard for him too. To separate, I'm sure, because it's very hard. You have to push your parent away so hard at that stage, and then now we're so good 3 years later. But so that was 3 years ago that I went to Michigan and I got all those amazing rocks, and I was like, this is a lot of rocks. I probably shouldn't take this many. So I have them in this thing, and I'm gonna put them. They're gonna go back into the ground very soon. I'm gonna do a thing with my land, and they're just the most beautiful rocks. And I love them and treasure them, and I honor them.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is about
I,
rocks and
yeah,
stones
yeah.
and these things. I mean, everyone has a different thing that they're attracted to, but like people laugh at me. Like literally, people be like, are you serious? Like you're gonna carry that in your bag? I'm like, yes. I mean, I went to Italy many years ago with my family, and we went to this place called oh my God, Cinque Terre, which is the gorgeous five cities on the ocean, five lands, Cinque Terre. And it was like so amazing. And the rocks aren't really like rocks, they're composite material because there was a lot of things made there. There's glass and clay and all the
Oh,
things
yeah.
that are made there. So these rocks, these crazy, I want to show you one, but I'm not going to run away from the Zoom right now, but they're ridiculously cool. And I like, collected rocks there. I mean, I have rocks from everywhere. I've got rocks from California. And I've talked to my shaman about it, my shamanic teacher, and said, is this okay? And he said, as long as you've honored the rocks and you eventually will bring them back to the land. I said, definitely, I will definitely bring them back to the land. So I'm doing this rock thing with all my rocks, and I have them all in a place, and I'm going to do a rock garden of my own rocks that I've collected. So I'm
I
excited
love
about
that.
bringing them back to the
I
land. They're probably going to sink
yeah.
in because I do live in New England, and in New England we have very so it's very soggy here, and like the land just sinks, as you can tell, because my garage is like, you can see it. So it will sink, but it's okay. We'll go back into the earth, into the mother herself, and it'll be all right.
Yeah. And they'll be very
Well, I'm so
happy.
happy
And
for you, by the way.
yeah.
I'm so happy
Oh,
for you
thank
with this
you.
beautiful project. And I had no idea those were paintings. When I saw the pictures on whatever you sent me, I was like, I thought they were photographs. Like, that's how amazing they are. I really am truly
Thank
impressed,
you.
as I always have
Thank
been with
you.
you. Always thought you were an incredible designer, my jewelry, and even everything to the detail, the detail of the closure and every bead on this mala, and everything you've made, and how you touch it with your energy, and then you bring your shamanic blessing to it, and everything had a name. And I mean, you really are an artist.
Thank you.
You really are. And I'm so glad that you're my friend, you're in my life, that I've been able to work with you, and that I hope it's like incredible success and blessing. And I will get it be right here. It's gonna be right here on my shelf of decks. And I'm so excited for that to happen.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Oh,
Thank you
you're
so much.
welcome. Yeah, blessings on it and your journey, the journey dance of the journey jewels. We are the journey girls, the journey women.
Yeah. Oh, so fun. So fun. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for doing this with me
Oh
today.
my
Thank you for
God, of
taking time.
course.
This is just, it was fun to talk, fun to reconnect, fun to talk crystals, talk journey, talk all the stuff, even travels
Yes.
and magic.
Oh my
So,
God. Absolutely. I have one other little magic story I'll tell you about rocks. I had this is going to sound really, really out there. This is super, super out there beyond. So you'll have to bear with me. And those of you who don't like this, you can just take it or leave it. So I have this obsession with this one beach that I go to. I'm not going to tell you where it is or anything, but it's a beach and it's covered with rocks. It's a rock beach, not like that one, but it's like actually made of stones. And the rocks are like this big. Each rock is like this, but you can't like take them home. You never touch it. And it's like a taboo to take a rock from this beach because the beach is rock. It's like you can't take a rock because you don't want any erosion to happen. And I went to the beach one day, and then that rock beach, and then I left and I went home, and I had gone to this breath work session. And in the breath work session, I had a complete, like, I'd never had anything like this before. I mean, I've done a lot of journeying, a lot of medicine, but this was different. This was like a visual experience of being someone from that beach in an ancient time where that beach was a sacred beach where many, many atrocities happened, many beautiful ceremonies happened. It was just like, and I realized that the rocks do hold the story of that place. Because I don't know why
Yes.
I'm always attracted to that place, but I'm attracted to it because it's like they say trees have memory, right? So when like they cut down the tree during COVID, some people, I heard this horrible buzzing noise, and they cut down a tree in my front yard, and it was like this thick. I mean, it was like a massive, massive tree. And I was so upset. I ran outside crying. What are you doing? Screaming at them. They're laughing at me. I'm like, no, do not cut my tree down. Who gave me to go? And they go, no, it's the town's because it's 3 feet next to your curb. We're cutting it down. It's a problem. It was perfectly not a problem. Anyway, I was so angry at the town. I had a big fight with them, but it's my tree and it's gone. And now, like, the stump is there, and I go stand on the stump and I talk to the tree. But I really do believe that the earth needs us. The earth needs us to be the protectors of it, and the stones and everything. And yes, I have some crystals here on my, in my house, just a few, but like it's something to think about, and how we're gonna put our focus on the earth and on each other as humans and not separate because we have different opinions. We still have to treasure this place. We
Yes.
have to. So I'm hoping that the stones will speak to us and we can treasure this place, you know, that we live, this beautiful earth incarnation. So
I think
I
you
just had to
just
say that.
touched on, you know, I'm so glad you shared that story, Tony, because I really feel like that is a big part of what has come through with the stones. And, you know, I spoke about how Chris and I land up in northern upper peninsula of Michigan. And it is through spending time there. It's very remote, very off, you know, I won't say off grid.
Yes, I've been there.
But it's very, very remote.
Yeah.
And
I went all the way to Eagle Creek, whatever that point, all the way to that spot.
Yes. Eagle Harbor.
That's it.
Or Copper Harbor. So that whole area to us, I will say that the stones in the earth are so alive, and much of it because it's so untouched. It's not been, you know, experienced so many of the changes that we've had in other places, and the life of the land is vibrant and it's conversational and it engages. And, you know, I really feel like the deck came as, you know, I didn't talk about that a whole lot, but I feel like that land has played a significant role in the timing of this deck and it being ready to come out. Because I feel like it's calling us back into nature to have a new relationship, a healed relationship, a healthy relationship with the land itself.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that and putting that out into the world. Those messages are really going to be heard. And I hope everyone gets a deck and we get it out there in whatever ways, when it's ready, let me know. And I can also post about it in other ways when it becomes more publicly available. For now, Kickstarter is the way to go. And then until then, you know, you'll probably get it up eventually on some, you know, stores and things, and then people can get it.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thanks for having me on your podcast.
Thank you for being here, Tony. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I will put Tony's links and stuff in the show notes. And Tony will be back in the fall when her book comes live. And we'll be talking about her book and we'll be talking more about Journey Dance. I have some personal Journey Dance healing stories that I'm really excited to share along the way as well.
Oh, I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah. And it's something that in my own healing journey has played a significant role in my own embodiment, in my own journey of really coming into a place of knowing, loving, trusting self. And
I can't wait to talk about that more.
So thank you for being here with me today, Tony. Thank you for kind of flipping the tables with me and being a host guest.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And I got to wear my necklaces, and now I'm feeling all decked out and I'm ready to go on my day. Thank you so much.
Yay. Yeah.
All right. Also, good to see you dancing today too. So, mwah.
Yes. Bye. Thank you, friends. Hey, friend. Thank you so much for joining me in this conversation with Tony Bergens. Oh my gosh, we just had so much fun. Dancing between conversation about the transformational journey and the Stone Speak Oracle, working with crystals and stones, the land, and so much more. If you would like to learn more about the Stone Speak Oracle, you can find it on Kickstarter right now. I'll drop a link in the show notes. Pop on over there, get your deck. This is a great time to get it. And there's lots of other fun little add-ons and stuff like that that are available with the Kickstarter. So check those out, see what resonates, what lands, and get your deck. And stay tuned because Tony will be back in the fall and we'll be talking about her book. Oh, all right, have a wonderful day, my sacred friend. And as always, shine brightly. Bye for now. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Meet Me in Sacred Space podcast. If you like what you heard and would love to hear more, be sure to subscribe. And if you have a question for me about the creative process, sacred practice, ask me anything. Pop it in the comments or the reviews on Apple Podcasts. I'll be sure to work it into future content. Wishing you a beautiful day. Shine brightly.